Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. I always like to say, in fact, Bill Locker is going, who is up right now? You know what? People that start their day in a positive way, that's who's up right now. So what a great weekend we've got that we're coming into. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host. I'm Kim. And we got Bill Locker here. I've heard so much about you, but I'm so excited to actually firsthand meet you. So. Well,
thank you very much, and good morning to everybody, and probably a lot of the people that are up right now are golfers.
I know. See, there you go. Exactly. Also in our studio is my friend for a long, long time, Anne Marie Williams, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So anyways, also Tom Spence here, and we have lots to give away. We have lots to talk about. And again, I do want to remind you that not only is this the only show that you can listen to, but at 2 o'clock, we have a whole nother show with completely different guests. So definitely tune in there again here on AM 1590 KVTA. So I do want to remind you, we've got a sweepstake up right now. Go on to my Facebook and log in there and enter to be a winner. And that's all it is go on to Kim Pagano's show and become one of our friends out there so we can spread the news about what's going on all over the 805. We are the brighter side of the 805. Again, Tom, what do we have to give away? I mean, I want to just say, write this number down, 419-0008. 419-0008. All you have to do, it's so easy, is to give us a call, leave us your name, your number, and what you are interested in. We've got so many things that we're giving away. And gosh, you know, it's all good stuff. So definitely get out of your house, get involved, and be a player out in the 805. So Tom, what do we have?
We have some great breakfast stuff. How about Good Morning Cafe? Gift certificate there. Also, Noah's Bakery. We do have a free dozen bagels for you and the Urbane Cafe free sandwich. Along with that, we have some jazz with the California Jazz and Wine Fest, tickets to give away for the Old Town Camarillo Culinary Crawl and the Ventura Beach Fest, all that stuff to give away this morning.
There you go. And I just got a bunch of California Strawberry Festivals. It must be that time right now. So any of that stuff that you want to be involved in, definitely get your name on my Facebook list. Or give us a call at 419-0008. I want to give a shout out really quick to Good Morning Cafe. They are located off of Arneal and Camarillo. And let me tell you, Christine and Shana there. Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Really good. What's your favorite?
Well, actually, they always have a good variety of specials that are just made excellently, good quality ingredients, and just really good, even some good
it's
healthy
all
choices.
Fresh, exactly. Their verde is amazing, and their cinnamon rolls, their chili verde. I'm telling you, I don't know. I got to be careful because I'm really trying to like clean eat. My husband keeps bringing me these, you know, honey, look at this, look at that. I'm like, okay, I don't know. Cheddar cheese doesn't seem
it's
like clean eating.
List.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, go over there. Their hours are every day of the week, 6 to 3, breakfast, lunch, and takeout. Go in. Make sure you say hi to Christina and Shana, mother-daughter team. All right. I want to do a shout-out to Social Spice Media, John Boring, and thank you for introducing him, me to you. And another great guy. You definitely want to get him on your team. And his phone number is 805-482-8312, Jonathan Boring, Social Spice Media. Well, let's start off with our show today, and of course we're going to be talking to Bill Locker from the Girls and Boys and Girls. Look at I switched it. See, how
Let's
does that work?
See how you are.
See, I know. Boys and Girls years. Club in Camarillo. They've got their annual Optimist golf tournament coming up, and It all goes. It's a great, I love stuff like this because it's a win-win. I mean, there's nothing better than going and having fun, and at the same time, you know it's going to a great cause. So definitely, we're going to find out about that. I hope that everybody already has their tickets. And if not, Bill will tell us where we can go to get that going on. Then we're going to talk to Esther Blum, and we're going to talk about Cave Women Don't Get Fat. That's the paleo chic diet, and we're going to find out about that. There's rapid results. Also, we're going to talk to Dr. Sherry. She's been on my show before. And is your food frenemy? Frenemy. I like that word. Frenemy. I love when people make up words, you know. But anyways, we've got lots to do here. We've got lots to give away. Let's start off with a $20 gift certificate right now to the Friendly Cafe over a Good Morning Cafe located off of Arneel in Camarillo. Right now, let's get your calls in, 419-0008, 419-0008. All right, welcome, Bill Locker. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club in Camarillo. Ventura County is blessed to have seven different Boys and Girls Clubs in the county, and we work with the Camarillo area. We serve about 400 kids a day with after-school programming. Our main focus is education. So every kid that comes to the club, we make them make sounds a little strong, but that's basically what we do. We make them get their homework done.
I love it. Can I send my last kid over there? We got 6 weeks down count, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know what? What a great thing. I mean, really, you know, this really wasn't there when I first, you know, our kids were younger. And a lot of people, you know, you don't want your kids to go home alone and you want them to have supervision, but not only supervision, passionate people that have already raised their children and can offer them something special.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that secure place. Many of the families that we work with are low income or very low income families, and a lot of single parent families. So it's a place where their kids can go, get their homework done, and then when the parents come and pick them up, they know that that piece is done, and now they only have to concentrate on maybe getting the food prepared or whatever sports they may have. I was a single parent for 4 years with my two boys, and like you have expressed, I didn't have a program like the Boys and Girls Club, so we've modeled this club after that experience, and they get in, get your homework done. Once your homework's done, then you can go play. We've got our games room. We've got our intramural sports. We've got music program, a choir program. We also have a bicycle repair shop, and we teach the kids how to fix and repair bicycles. So those kids that maybe are more hands-on interested and looking for activities that they can get into with their hands and active that way, we've got a program that helps them. If they do 10 classes, then they earn a bicycle.
They earn a bicycle?
Yeah.
Really?
One of the bikes that they have repaired.
Oh, I love that. Now, who donates all the bicycles?
We get them from all over the place. A lot of law enforcement groups have donated to us. Citizens have donated to us. You know, usually around the Christmas time, we'll do kind of a bike solicitation, and we have a lot of bikes.
Wow, what a great cause. Yeah. Again, anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It is the brighter side of the 805. I think of it as the happy hour. I know it's too early to start drinking, right, Tom?
I get up at
right?
3.
I know. Okay, so it's perfect time.
It's lunchtime,
right? You
right?
go, see? Exactly. But that's what it's all about. It's really about feeling good. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, do they have anything for kind of, I mean, maybe it would be geared more to the girls, but anything like look good, feel good, do good?
Yeah, we have programs called Girl Smart and Passport to Manhood. And those are both programs that look at issues related to self-esteem, and in both boys and girls, and the kids are actually broken off so it's boys and girls separately so that they're not mixed at that point in time. And it deals with any of those issues of self-image and
self-esteem,
look at substance abuse and nutrition and all those difficult choices that can happen. That sixth and seventh grade is the most difficult time for kids. They're turning 12 to 13. That's
middle
the
school,
time.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
It's really when they're going from a multi-subject classroom, so where they have one teacher for all the classes, to where they're going to have lots of teachers for lots of different classes. That independence that happens there is the most challenging time, and peers become the bigger influence. So that's where we have those programs that can kind of help have those conversations. not just with staff, but where we can teach the kids to have those conversations with their parents too.
And do you bring other people in to work with them, or is it just your staff that
it's a best practice program from Boys and Girls Club National that our staff are trained in, and then our staff run that program. We bring other volunteers in and other people in different parts of the program, but not necessarily in that specific program.
Wow, what a great cause.
I think that's awesome that you provide those programs, because I think at that age, it's really hard for the parents to talk about those kind of things. And so it's great that they have another outlet to receive that kind of information.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Exactly. So I know you got something big coming up right now. And when is it? Let's start there.
So it's May 2nd at Sterling Hills Golf Club. And it's actually the Optimist Golf Tournament. And the Optimist this year, they've been a great partner with the Boys and Girls Club for years, but they're doing the tournament. We're a partner with them this year and receiving the proceeds from the tournament.
Wow.
So really happy to be working with the Optimists. You know, they do so many great things in our community. They've got scholarships that they do. They have Red Ribbon Week, which has always been a hard thing for me to say.
They just asked me to speak at one of their things. So I'm like, okay, what do I speak about? Leadership, being happy. That's, we want you to, you know.
Exactly.
So I am going to be in doing that.
Exactly.
So that's very cool. So for the people that don't know what the Optimist Club does, what do they do?
So they are a service club, kind of like a Rotary or Kiwanis, and they meet every Monday at the Round Table Pizza there by Kmart in Camarillo. And they work on many different things. They're an international organization. EyeSight is the Optimist main focus. So they get glasses donated, and they work with people throughout the world on vision issues. But locally, they have, like I said, Red Ribbon Week. They have an Optimist Youth Essay Contest. They recognize educators, law enforcement, and firefighters, and then they most importantly support the Boys and Girls Club of Camarillo.
That's so great. I love it. All right. So where do we go to find out more about this and get tickets?
So the golf tournament is Friday, May 2nd. Registration is at 10:30. Looks like the shotgun start is going to be right about noon. It's $175 per golfer. If you're interested just in dinner, you can go for $25. The $175 includes the green fees, a cart, some range balls, lunch, and dinner, as well as a little bit of a gift bag. And if anybody is interested in participating, they can call me at 844-8038, 844-8038, and I'll get them all set up and registered. We're about, I think it's about 90 golfers now, and they're hoping for 144, so we've got plenty of room for more people to come out. If you don't have a foursome, we can always find a place for you with a group.
What if you don't even have clubs? Is that a problem?
We could do so. We can always do something.
Okay, it's so funny.
If nothing else, we'll give you a bike.
A bike? Okay, I like that. I like that. You know, it is really fun. I've gotten into a lot of golf tournaments that I do to raise money for different occasions. And it is, you know, you don't have to be a great golfer. Do you golf, Anne-Marie?
I actually took lessons
a while ago. Okay.
I wasn't so great on the course. I like the driving range.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. It's fun driving around. It's fun. It's a big party out there.
And now
you know?
The golf fashions have gotten great too, so you can look good out there.
Yeah, do you guys
not
have
quite
those
the same as they were years ago?
Yeah, no.
Do you have those crazy outfits?
Oh, you got. Well, I don't, but I have a friend who plays with me who's always got something crazy. So he kind of takes up the.
He's going to be out there.
For that, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I love all the outfits. Anyways, again, Bill Locker, thank you so much. How do people get involved? I mean, you know, if you have some time in your hand to, you know, go out and help at the Boys and Girls Club, is there things that you still need out there?
Yeah, we always, I talked about that homework hour. We have volunteers that are in there. Our staff are in there working with the kids, but we also have volunteers that are in there helping them with different subjects and different materials. We have volunteers that come out that like sports. We had a girl who was a pretty high-end tennis player. She came out and would once a week do tennis lessons with the kids. There are volunteers that help with that bike shop that I talked about, people who like working with their hands and fixing their own bikes. They'll come in and volunteer and work with the kids.
What are the age of the kids?
We are school age, so kindergarten through high school.
Okay.
Our primary bubble is 8 to 13.
Okay.
You know, that's where our biggest majority of kids. And like I said, we got 400 kids a day. I know we have about 30 or 40 kindergartners, so we have them from very young to older. When you get in high school, and our theory or my theory is that once they've gotten to high school, they don't need the Boys and Girls Club anymore. Hopefully we've helped develop a foundation. It's a good place to come back to, but the high school has so many other opportunities, so many clubs, so many different sports and things, so there's a lot of ways to get involved there too. So hopefully we've helped establish a good foundation to where they have that and can be successful at that high school level, but then they come back. But we also have a youth employment service program where we help about 30 kids a month find a job.
Oh.
So they come in, I have a person who's just dedicated to just that job. She will help them with a resume, help them fill out an application, help them do a job search, and then, you know, what do I do?
Walk
do I follow up with a thank you letter? Who do I go talk to? What time do I go and talk to? You know, there's always the typical scenario where somebody walks into a restaurant at 12 o'clock asking for an application.
Time. Exactly.
You know, but they never thought it through because it's like, okay.
And
as
and
well
nobody
as stores,
tells
you don't want to go on the Friday or Saturday, or you don't want to go on Monday when they're replacing all the products. And so there are good times and bad times, and we educate the kids on that. She's got about an 82% success rate of placing people in jobs. And that program works with kids 16 to 22.
Wow, I'm sending my son over there. No,
please do.
I love it.
Linda's her name, and she's great.
I would love to have her in, and let's talk about that. Yeah, I think that would be really good because it is. It's a point where, you know, we're trying to get them through high school, right? But then what's the next step? And they're like, oh, my God, you tell me I'm good in everything, you know? But when somebody else tells your kid, I mean, that's what I love. I love when other parents parent your kid in the sense because it's not the same. It's not that, they can't, they can actually hear it. So I love what you guys are doing. Again, gosh, amazing things here. Get involved at the annual Optimus Golf Tournament for the Boys and Girls Club of Camarillo. Again, Bill, give out the phone number.
844-8038, 844-8038. Again, it's Friday, May 2nd, 10:30 registration at Sterling Hills Golf Club. Big shout out to our sponsors, EJ Harrison and Sons, one of the greatest companies in the community and the state, Morgan Adams Incorporated, and Roadrunner Shuttle.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you so much. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. I would like to do something right now. Let's give a set of tickets to the California Strawberry Festival coming up, and that's the 31st annual celebration, May 17th, 18th, and again over in Oxnard. So right now, let's do that. Let's do a family set. Four tickets. You know, take your kids, your husband and wife, make it a whole day. 419-0008, 419-0008. Just leave me your name, your number, and somebody from the Kim Pagano team will get back with you. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I'm so glad that you are here. You are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Anne-Marie Williams here in the studio with me. And our next guest is Dr. Sherry Campbell. She's been on my show before. And, you know, I love this word. I don't even know if I can frenemy. Frenemy. Is that like a friend and an enemy and the same thing? Is food your frenemy? You know, that's kind of been my struggle for life. So let's bring Dr. Sherry Campbell on. Sherry, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Did I say the word right? Frenemy?
You did. You said frenemy. Just perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, so tell me, what is food your frenemy? And again, I want to tell everybody about your book, Loving Yourself. And I don't know if this is part of that or if this is just another topic that we're talking about.
No, I definitely talk about food in the book because food is so, you know, tied into self-love and us feeling good about ourselves. If we don't feel good physically about what we look like, it's one of the easiest things that can bring us into not liking ourselves.
Mm, so. I know that, you know, where you get a new outfit and then a week later you can't fit in it again. That Anne-Marie, do you ever feel like that?
All the time.
Yeah, we all can relate. I'm telling you. So who do, you know, I mean, why do we have such a love-hate relationship with food?
Well, I think that, you know, food tastes good.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything we like is either fattening or too expensive. So, you know, it's something, too, that triggers the part of the brain that makes us feel satisfaction. And a lot of us, if we're feeling unsatisfied emotionally, we can turn to food. And there's other people that really restrict their food if they're not feeling good, but then they fatten up if they feel happy. So food seems to be really tied into how we feel. And emotions, you know, they're not always controllable entities if we're not conscious of getting our heads around them. And then when we add food to that mix, you know, we can get ourselves in trouble with it.
Mm. Right. And this is something I've been dealing with for, you know, years and years, but it's the guilt. How do we get over that guilt of overeating and then try to get on track immediately?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, not a fun word is this, but self-control. Like, it's, you know, our emotions around food are really in our control. And, you know, I always think about it when I'm sitting with food is I just want to be an elegant, composed woman. I don't want shrapnels of crumbs flying over my head because I'm emotionally eating. I mean, there's nothing sexy about that. And I don't like the guilt afterward. And so I have these little things that I do around food, like if there's dessert and I want a bite, I'll take a bite and then I'll salt the heck out of it if I'm out at a restaurant. So I don't have the guilt because the guilt for me never is larger than the joy I had eating the food.
Right.
And so I try to balance that out, and it comes down to discipline.
I love it. And, you know, Dr. Sherry Campbell is who we're talking to right now. If you're just tuning in with us here on AM 1590 KVTA, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And we're talking about food. We're talking about food is your frenemy. I mean, it's kind of your friend and it's kind of your enemy. So many social things are around, you know, do you want to meet for breakfast? Do you want to meet for lunch? Let's have a nice dinner. Let's go for appetizers. It's all around food. And you know, what is self-control? How do we get that in our life, in our everyday of knowing, you know, almost like, I kind of want to think of it as like we wake up with so many bottles or balls of energy. We wake up with so many balls of food count that we can eat, and sometimes we're not so careful.
Sometimes we have an overabundance of balls of food,
right? Exactly. And it's an emotional thing. You have a bad day and you're like, oh, that's it. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to eat that. You know, I mean, it's a struggle.
It took me years to realize that I was an emotional overeater.
Right.
I resisted that for years, thinking that that was actually me. But I finally realized, yes, I am an emotional eater.
Okay, so now where do we go from there? And, you know, Dr. Sherry Campbell, is that some of the people that you, I mean, is this something that we need to look at and look in ourselves?
Yes, it's inside you. I mean, food isn't having any control over you. It's you not having control over your own ability to say no when you're feeding your brain like that. But, you know, when you feel so bad afterward, you have to look at food and go, wow, my self-esteem is sitting in this piece of cake. So as good as it's going to taste, like I always say, the tongue is like a two-year-old. You know, it just wants and it wants and it wants. And your psyche and your tummy are down there going, okay, we're full. You know, stop picking, stop feeding me. But the two-year-old's like, more, you know.
Right. And then, we have been programmed to finish our plate. I mean, that, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's to the point where you say, I think I'm full, but there's like, you know, four more bites on there. How do we say, you know, this is enough?
Just like you would to a two-year-old who's throwing a tantrum, you know, and that's why I think the metaphor is the tongue is 2 years old is so fun, because, you know, you don't want your two-year-old throwing it down, kicking and screaming. You would put a limit on that. And so because you love your child, you don't want your child acting that way.
Right.
You know, you want them to learn appropriate behavior. Well, it's the same thing with food. But as adults, we don't ever think to discipline ourselves like we would a two-year-old. But your tongue, if it's, you know, getting you into a bad place and the emotional consequences, guilt, then you've got to love yourself enough to say, I'm just done. And I think, too, when we're overeating out of our emotions, we're eating fast. And slowing things down when you eat gives you time to go, oh, wow, maybe I am full. When we're just shoving it down, we're not even taking the time to really enjoy the food. We're just eating it. And it's unconscious. And so it's kind of like a conscious eating habit that you have to develop.
So, Dr. Sherry, is that why there are people that go on diet after diet after diet and they say they just don't work for me? So it's really about self-control. It's not really about whatever diet you're on, because I believe that everyone should eat clean. But it's just about not that one particular diet works or doesn't. It's really about what's inside of you and self-control.
And that's why I labeled food as a friend. You know, because it's an emotional relationship.
Absolutely.
You know, and I love this, that you could say food is a friend. We had a guest on our show. I was so excited to talk to him because he made so much sense. He was a chemist. And, you know, you can't drive your car without gas. You need to make sure there's oil in it, right? Mm-hmm. If we only figured out this food is a transportation for us to feel good, to look good, to do good. And we know that we need to get the minerals from, you know, eating grains, you know, so much fruit. It's kind of a more of a chemistry. If we look at it more of a chemistry instead of, you know, more of a friend, I want to say it's a component that makes us run correctly, correct?
It is. And so you also don't want to go put diesel fuel into a car that takes a different kind of gas, regular gas.
Very good point.
You've got to put the correct foods. I mean, your brain, if you think about anything, a psychological medication, it doesn't go to your brain. It goes to your digestion. So, you know, really it's true. You are what you eat. Whatever you feed your food is what you feed your brain. So if you want to be happy and stabilize your mood and you know, not have issues that way, you've got to eat the right things. If you're eating carbs and sugar and all those things, your brain is going to get carbs and sugar, and it's going to short-circuit, going to be in a bad mood, which is going to make you want more food.
Right.
Right. And this is how it becomes addictive.
Yeah. Again, anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want your to remind you that we have a 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3, with completely different guests. We're talking with Dr. Sherry Campbell, and her book is Loving Yourself. Really, that's what we're talking about here, aren't we? We're talking about loving yourself. And, you know, it's interesting, as, you know, Anne-Marie, and Sherry, I don't know, are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all of us moms, we have to prepare this meal for our whole family. Well, what if, I mean, that's like a pretty big job. I wouldn't even think of it as being a big job, but how do we know that each one of my children and my husband are, that's their chemistry for what, who they are? I mean, that's a big, that's, I think that's where we really need to start. What is good for each other?
I agree. I mean, I think everybody's body responds differently to different foods. And I think that eating can become, you know, rigid, especially home cooked meals, because you want to cook 5 meals for 5 different people, you know, because that just becomes very difficult. But I think that each person's food preferences can be adjusted to, and also not encouraging everyone to finish their food. My daughter is more of a grazer, but every now and again, she'll just chow down. And I never say one thing about if she's grazing or she's chowing down. I just let her eat what she wants to eat.
Because she's eating what she wants to eat and not when somebody's telling her to eat.
Yes, yes.
Right. And what do you say about, I think the problem with the sugar thing is that there's such immediate gratification with sugar, even though we know that fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins are good for us. We go for the immediate gratification, despite the fact that we know it's going to make us feel bad.
We do. And we tend to do that when either our blood sugar is low, right? We want to go in and our body will crave sugar. So having a certain amount of food in your body all day is very healthy. But we also kind of crave it as a treat after we finished our dinner. It's like we successfully ate our dinner, so we deserve a treat, and we reward ourselves with it. And so,
right, and it's when you take. I'm sorry.
I always look at when my daughter's eating the sugar, when she needs it. Dessert's always fun, and it's something that is social. And when it's our friend, I try not to let her have sugar if she's starving. I know she needs something like tea, you know, or something a little healthier to get her blood sugar up.
Right.
Right. Well, I love the topic. I love that word, you know, how did you say it?
Frenemy.
Frenemy. I love when words are made up, frenemy. It's, you know, and I want to introduce everybody to your book, Loving Yourself. Really, this is really the bottom line. It's loving yourself. And so, again, Sherry Campbell, where do we find out more about this?
You can go to my website, sherrycampbellphd.com, and Sherry is spelled S-H-E-R-R-I-E. And you can get my book on Amazon. It's Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person, and it's on barnesandnoble.com and also authorhouse.com. Great book, do-it-yourself therapy. And it addresses just about every issue.
I love it. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much, Sherry. And we're going to take a really quick break. I'd love to give away a set of tickets to the Ventura Beach Festival. That is Saturday, May 3rd. And that is 11 to 5. And I've got a set of tickets for both of you. $28 general admission for each one. And all you have to do right now is call 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. I hope that you wrote this number down, 419-0008. We've got tickets for you. And the next thing that I'm also promoting right now is California Jazz and Wine Fest. That is Sunday, May 18th, 1 to 4 over at Caneo Creek Park, Thousand Oaks. I have tickets for you, so get your name in right now, 419-0008. Also, go to our Facebook and like it, Kim Pagano Show. And also, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show today here on AM 1590 KVTA, Kim Pagano Show at 2 o'clock with completely different guests. So again, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there. We log everything there, and all of the different past shows, and also on iTunes. All right, our next guest is Esther Blum, and Cave Women Don't Get Fat. Esther, are you there? And thank you so much for being a guest on our show.
Thanks for having me, Kim. I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah, so paleo, I've been hearing a lot about this. In fact, my youngest son, he said him and his girlfriend are on paleo, and he goes, you probably don't know what that means. I'm like, I guess I do. So, but it's really going back to basic, isn't it?
It really is. It's all about clearing out our metabolic clutter and just paring our diet down to basics that our ancestors ate, foods like, and paleo is a plant-based diet. You know, I think a lot of women shy away from it. They think it's, you know, men beating their chests and waving around big drumsticks of meat. And really, it's vegetables and fruits are the foundation. Quality proteins like grass-fed meats and wild-caught salmon and pastured eggs, and quality fats like avocado, coconut oil, olive oil.
I love it. I think I'm already doing it.
Most people have the foundation. You know, and they just, the carbs is really probably the most modern, you know, there are neocarbs and paleo carbs, and neocarbs, we know, are flour-based, Twinkies and crackers.
Yeah, that's not the good ones, right?
Not the good ones.
Okay.
The good ones are gluten-free, you know, roots and tubers are good starchy vegetables, sweet potato, winter squash, butternut squash, Jerusalem artichoke. All of those are really great.
So, Esther, how did you, is this your first book?
No, it's actually my fourth book.
Oh, okay. So what are your other books? Just so I can kind of get a feel for who you are.
Yeah, I've kind of really evolved. You know, my first book was Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous, which is really inspired by...
I think I've had you on my show before. Okay. I got to look at that because I love that name. I mean, that's
funny.
Okay, if not, you have to send me all your books because I love to have... when we evolve, you know? I think that, Anne-Marie, can't you relate to that?
I absolutely can.
Yeah, we have totally evolved. I mean, you know, you come from, you know, taking care of your... Are you a mom?
Oh, I am.
Okay, so you take care of your kids, you take care of your husband, then all of a sudden they start to grow up, and then you kind of look in the mirror and you're like, who is this lady? I need to start taking care of me now.
You're on your own again.
Yeah, right. It's kind of a full circle, but what a great thing, and I love being back to basic. That's kind of where I am in my life.
Yeah.
And I love your book because it's got some amazing grilled bananas. Who would have thought?
Oh, right. I know. I mean, you know, I did a real cleanse myself. I was developing a lot of food allergies and just having a lot of gut issues. And I was like, where am I going to meet my sweet craving? You know, how am I going to have dessert? And we go to this lovely, lovely French cafe where I can get, you know, locally, and where I can get, you know, organ meats and rabbit and venison and things that are so, they're non-allergic foods because I barely eat them. And for dessert, I can get grilled bananas. And I'm like, this just makes me so happy. So I thought, let me put that in the book because that's something that people can really use as a good resource.
I love it. Okay, yeah. So how hard is it to start a paleo diet?
hard as you make it to be. I mean, I think the basics are, and I'm putting together actually an 8-week online program, which I'm going to launch in about 3 weeks. And, you know, the thing is that it's all about your mindset, but I really do teach people the basics on, like, cleaning out your kitchen and kind of getting rid of the flour products, or designating shelves in your pantry just for you, or shelves in your refrigerator just for you, because not everyone in the family may follow suit immediately. You know, not everyone's going to want to give up bread or gluten. But I say, you know, start with, if you can't get to that point, if it feels too dramatic, just start by cutting out gluten and try and do it with whole foods. You know, there's the gluten-free diet and there's the gluten-free diet, right? It's like being a French fry vegan, you know, where you can eat lots of French fries because that's technically vegan, or you can eat lots of, you know, gluten-free breads and gluten-free cookies and gluten-free cakes, and that doesn't make them healthier. What makes them healthier are gluten-free whole foods. So I tell people, start just getting rid of gluten, and if you switch to brown rice and beans, great, quinoa, fine, and then if you want to really up the ante and clear out grains altogether, then, you know, you really have to tear your diet down and reorganize your fridge. But it never even, you know, my mom's having all sorts of joint pains, and it's always, she takes every day Celebrex and Tylenol. And I'm like, dude, why don't you get rid of gluten? You're going to clear out your joint pains. She's like, oh, I have to eat bread every day. And I said, it's so funny, it never occurs to me to eat bread anymore. It just doesn't even cross my mind ever.
Right. And, you know, I heard that you really don't need grains in your life. No, I mean, you really don't need them, right?
You really don't. And sadly, you know, the Dietetic Association preaches otherwise. We'll say, oh, you need whole grains. You need to get your B vitamins. No, you don't, because think of all the people who exist on this earth not eating any grains at all. I mean, bread never grew on trees. That's not part of our diet. Now, that being said, okay, in a perfect world, yeah, if wheat was not genetically modified, if grains were properly soaked and sprouted and prepared traditionally to retain their mineral content while lowering their phytic acid content, then sure, rock on. But I don't know anybody who's sitting there grinding their own grains, you know, with the exception of certain tribes that eat a lot of corn and really prepare it traditionally, and it's non-GMO and all that. Okay.
Right, right.
Right. You know?
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Anne-Marie in my studio here and Tom Spence, and I am your host, Kim Pagano. We're talking with Esther Blum. We're talking about cave women don't get fat. We're talking about paleo diet. Now, I know I cut you off. You said you have four books. What are your other books?
Oh, so there's Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous, there's Secrets of Gorgeous, and then there's the Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous Project. So, and it's funny, because Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous is such a non-diet book, and, you know, I read my Amazon reviews, right, because I'm just so curious what people think, and people get really mad. They're like, this isn't a diet book. I didn't learn anything. And it was really the non-diet book. I didn't want to write a diet book. I just wanted to talk about, you know, if you're having martinis at night, have wheatgrass in the morning, and kind of achieve that kind of balance. It was really a nod to my 20s. And I joke that I spent a whole 10 years researching the hangover recovery chapter. So I put many hours of personal research into that.
Right.
Into that.
And what is your background? You're a registered dietitian?
I am. I have a bachelor's and a master's in clinical nutrition. And I worked in hospitals for 5 years before I said, you know, this is horrible. I know nothing about vitamins and minerals. And I was trained by two amazing nutritionists who founded a company called Designs for Health. They did all my holistic training. It was a four-month program where you would meet 16 hours a month and go over all studies and learn how to supplement and use whole foods diet therapy. That, even with 2 degrees, I learned none of this at all. And I did not know anything except take Centrum every day, was what we were told. So I did a complete turnaround, and then I left the hospital and went into private practice and then started writing books. So, yeah.
So, Esther, I wanted to ask you, I know that we try to get away from the word diet because soon as it's a diet, you know, we're unable to follow.
We're hungry.
So I like the fact that we just talk about, you know, eating clean and being healthy.
Yeah.
But tell me how the paleo diet differs from, like, the Atkins diet.
Well, paleo is far more carb friendly, and really how I really tailor it towards women is having people, especially women, find their own unique carbohydrate tolerance. So I'm not averse to carbs at all, but I do think I do a two-week detox where I take people off all grains and just have carbs be from fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And then after 2 weeks, I have you gradually increase either the amounts of fruits you are eating or the amount of starches from, you know, sweet potatoes, roots, and tubers. And I don't like low carb too long. And Atkins, you know, I've had maybe two clients in almost 20 years that are female that have succeeded on Atkins. It doesn't, metabolically, we can cause a lot of damage to our diets. We can actually raise our cortisol levels and our stress hormones without enough carbs in our diet, and we can really damage our metabolism long term. The other thing is I do incorporate a cheat day, you know, to make sure that leptin levels don't get too low. Now, leptin is a hormone that manages our hunger and fullness. And when I was researching for the book, I came across some studies that showed that as little as, I believe it was 6 weeks of a lower-calorie diet caused people to have increased leptin levels for 8 months afterwards. So,
you know, I've been looking into that, and now that's a big thing that I would love to talk about is leptin, because women and men are so different in that, correct?
I don't know how much a woman's leptin varies from a man's.
I've read some things that women, their leptin level is so low that we end up gaining weight, where men have a higher level of leptin, and so it's easier. I mean, that's why that men lose sense. Weight, you know?
That would make a lot of sense metabolically, you know? And what happens is that's why we know low-calorie diets don't work. So I love a paleo diet because it supports thyroid function, it supports adrenal function, and protein shuts off the hunger mechanism in the hypothalamus of the brain. So you're naturally satisfied. I don't encourage anyone to count calories. That naturally raises cortisol levels in and of itself. And I don't think diet has to be a dirty word, but I think it has to be, you have to be at peace with it, and it has to feel like a choice for you rather than, you know, instead of hearing like, oh, my nutritionist told me I can't eat this and I can't eat that, versus like, I'm going to choose to eat this way. I naturally feel better when I eat this way. So is what I'm going to
again,
do.
Have you lost weight doing this paleo diet?
You know, me personally, I have been able to lean out on it. My weight, I've had a very, very serious case of insomnia since my son was born like 7 years ago. So I don't fit into I'm a little bit irrelevant in this discussion, but I can tell you that I have been receiving so many emails from women, you know, I lost 25 pounds, I lost 16 pounds, I lost 17 pounds, I lost 10 pounds, and I interview them on Skype, and I'm going to be featuring them online to show that you really can make a huge difference losing weight.
So, Esther, we've got a couple minutes left. I want to just ask you, so give us three tips that somebody can really, you know, work their way into a paleo diet.
Okay, number one, you know, if a paleo diet feels too drastic for you, as I mentioned earlier, just go gluten-free. Just try to go gluten-free for 30 days and see how you feel and look at your energy and look at your sleep and look at your cravings and all of that good stuff. And if it improves, you know you're on the right track. Okay. Number two, just start with a paleo breakfast, right? Just make one change. Instead of having a bagel or toast or cereal or even like Greek yogurt, which Greek yogurt is kind of a neutral, but I would, you know, try to have a morning where you have steak and nuts and avocado.
Wait, did you say steak?
Steak.
I love that kind of diet. Right.
Totally. And the meat and nuts breakfast raises dopamine and serotonin, which are very powerful neurotransmitters in the brain that make us feel happy, satisfied, and kick our cravings to the curb.
Wow.
So I feel like women don't eat enough protein. So, yeah, steak, or you can certainly have a vegetable omelet, or I love to recommend wild Alaskan salmon with avocado and berries in the morning. You know, a quality whole foods or just pull out a leftover, you know, I've had leftover meatballs first thing in the morning. And then I'll go to the gym and lift weights. It gives you very good mental focus.
Hmm.
The third thing that's very paleo, and this is not food related, is lifestyle related, is to please do not sleep with your iPhone next to your bed. Do not have things in outlets next to your bed. Have a battery operated clock. Do not have technology near your head or even turned on. Most people turn their phones off but keep it next to your bed, and that still emits electromagnetic fields. So keep all technology away from your bed. Men, keep it out of your pants pockets because that's right near, you know, your genitalia, and you're affecting your sperm count tremendously and your libido. So we really need to, like, kind of paleo our lives and get rid of all the technology.
Esther, I have one quick question. You said that most women don't get enough protein. Is there a danger in getting too much, and how much is too much protein?
I don't have an upper limit. I think as long as you are physically active and you're lifting weights and you're eating a lot of greens, then you're going to do fine. The dangers arise. People who have trouble on Atkins also are eating all meat and not enough greens. And then you get into a very acidic state. You can have severe constipation and issues with your colon that can become permanent. So you do have to be careful there. But as long as you are alkalinizing, and that's why I say this is a plant-based diet. It is not, you know, 50% of your plate should be green.
50%. Okay.
Yeah, and then 25% could be fruit or a starchy, you know, root or tuber.
You know, great question.
Protein.
Right, Anne-Marie, that you asked about protein, because I start doing protein shakes every morning, but I don't think we need that much protein, right?
Generally, a woman needs anywhere from 1 to 2 grams per pound of body weight.
Oh, per pound.
That supports adrenal and thyroid function. Now, if you're bumping up your protein, obviously you need to cut down on carbs. Or do what's called carb cycling, where some days you have, you know, more than 150 grams a day. Other days you go down below 100. You know, you really need to play with your carbohydrates. That's why I say find your own unique carbohydrate tolerance, because if you don't, you will gain weight. If you increase your protein and don't decrease your carbs, you will gain weight.
So
you have to balance.
So in essence, that's how you're calorie counting, if we could use those words.
Yes,
you're really not.
Yes.
You're just balancing
but
carbs
really,
and proteins.
Your insulin counting, you're balancing your hormones at that point. You know, if you tip the insulin scale too much, you're going to have a lot of trouble losing body fat.
So what would you recommend as a good protein? That's always a, you know.
So the best proteins are really clean proteins. If you can get meat that is grass-fed and from a local butcher, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, whatever your source, you know, grocery stores have grass-fed meat, wonderful, because that is rich in omega-3s and low in omega-6. Right now, the meat, if you buy grain-fed meat, you're getting a 20-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, and it should be basically the opposite of that. You should have a very high omega-3 intake and a low omega-6 intake.
Wow.
Because otherwise you get very pro-inflammatory.
Wow. So, well, you know what? I would love to talk to you more. I think this is a really cool idea. It's just another way of looking at it. And I have been really, you know, looking at different ways of eating and what works. There's so many different things out there, but you got to try and figure out which one works for your body.
That's right. I completely agree. I mean, you have to be kind of an intuitarian, as I like to say.
Yeah. Now, is there a favorite recipe that you love?
In my book?
Yes.
I love, there's so many. I have to think.
Well, I mean.
I have to think. I mean, my turkey meatballs are kind of a staple, or my regular meatballs are kind of a staple in our house. We have them every week. They're simple. They're easy. They freeze well. They reheat well. You can make them in a slow cooker. I love my chicken soup recipe. I love bone broth, you know.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah. Where do we find your book?
So you can find it at livinggorgeous.com. And that has all the links to bookstores all over the world. It's internationally available. You find it on Amazon, Nero Books sells it in Australia and the UK, so everywhere.
Very good, very good. Esther Blum, Cave Women, Don't Get Fat. It's all about paleo diet. All right, well, thank you so much for being our guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right, Anne-Marie, wow, we are over with this. And what do you have planned for your...
Lots of great information today.
Wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I do want to remind us, everybody, of our 2 o'clock show. And we've got Barbara Grant that's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about the jazz, the California Jazz and Wine Festival that's coming up May 18th and over in Thousand Oaks. I've got tickets for that. If you haven't already got your ticket to any of these great things, become one of my fans on my Facebook at the Kim Pagano Show and like us. Then you can know what's going on over there. Share this show with your friends out there so that they can know what's going on in the 805. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for being my guest. Tom Spence, and of course, I always end my show with a mommy moment. I haven't done a mommy moment in a long time. Actually, it's funny because we were talking about mommies. A moment of happiness, but progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. So you got to change. You got to keep evolving, and I think that's kind of what we've been doing. So again, have an amazing weekend, and I hope that you make it to the golf tournament. Again, stay with us back at 2 o'clock here on AM 1590. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.